You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. Shoei Salbrick hated chickens. She'd grown to despise them, distrust them. For Shoei, the chickens were a constant reminder. For all the free ranger's success at the last election, it was due to the chickens that she occupied a seat on the farmhouse table. That was not a position of power, but one of sniping, exasperation, and derision. For Shoei, the chickens were a subversive force on Kiwi Farm that needed to be tamed and brought back into line. But Shoei was starting to see a kernel of an idea develop, seeded by a story she'd received from the sheep on Old Blighty Farm, the original home farm. Backyard chicken brood over vital bird register, the missive read. It appeared the new comrade in charge of Blighty Farm, a pig by the name of Kiel Stasi, had implemented a chicken registry, tracking every single bird in every single paddock out of a fear that they could spread a disease, akin to the great sickness which plunged all animals into fear just a handful of years ago. Shoei marvelled at the plan's brilliance. It was the chickens who had led a dogged resistance against all the measures that many farms, including Aotearoa Farm as it was known then, had been a feathery thorn in Shoei's side for years. Mother hens were once revered on the farm. They selflessly raised and cared for new broods, all while continuing to lay and produce wealth for Kiwi Farm. The hens were a powerful political force too, and had long been steadfast supporters of both Napoleon's crew and the free rangers alike. Their gentle nature and empathy made them loyal allies, and their willingness to trust anything uttered out of the lips of Napoleon was extremely useful at the beginning of the Great Sickness outbreak, and then latterly the subsequent drenching campaign. However, not all hens were on board. A small clutch of feisty avians seemed immune to Napoleon and her hypnotic oratory. They had the audacity to ask questions. Cluck, 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 they questioned, probed, started rallying support from a variety of other animals who were growing tired of the measures imposed. Even banishment to the back paddocks at the height of the drenching campaign didn't appear to quell those plucky avians. It emboldened them. And to add insult to injury, they found support in the form of the old donkey Winnie Ben. And the cunning old mule made haste to rally their cause with his uncanny sense of timing. And just like that, after a short campaign, the old donkey was back in the farmhouse, occupying the seat that Shoei believed should have been hers. Shoei hated the chickens. And these measures implemented by Kiel Stasi over on Blighty Farm could have legs to finally shut these chickens up for good. Shoei and a number of her colleagues had long infiltrated the machinery of the farm's administration. They had managed to pass new rules and even control any animal that had a whiff of sympathy for the chickens into submission through censorship and censure. But even then, these chickens persisted. How dare they claim that boars can't be sows and bulls aren't cows? So perhaps this register is just what Kiwi Farm needed. But how to get this implemented was another challenge indeed. Kiwi Farm needed a disaster, a new sickness, something so big it scared all the wavering animals straight, well, not too straight, just on the straight and narrow to obedience, and the horizontal policing should take care of the rest. But first, she needed to shut those bloody chickens up. They had now started their own news distribution system that usurped the sheep, and animals were tuning out the sheep and listening to the chickens. If restrictions to shut them up have failed, perhaps registering them would do the trick. So we got our pen and paper and started a letter. Dear Comrade Keel, tune in next week to Kiwi Farm for the latest developments, exclusively here on Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.